Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now Radio. This is your host, Jesse Steele, and we will get right into it. Mono County alert, prepare for extreme cold weather conditions. Extreme cold weather conditions are predicted for parts of Mono County this week. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management encourages residents and visitors to prepare for the upcoming cold front. They suggest you limit outdoor exposure. If you have to go outside, wear layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothing. Wear a hat, stay dry and out of the wind, cover your mouth and nose, and wear mittens or gloves. Here's a big one, protect your pipes. That doesn't mean sweatpants. To keep pipes from freezing, let hot and cold water trickle or drip at night from a faucet. Open cabinet doors to allow more heat to get to uninsulated pipes under a sink or near an outer wall. Make sure the heat is left on and set no lower than 55. Protect your pets. Bring pets indoors. Provide shelter and fresh water. Keep salt away from their paws. Something you don't think about, but there's a lot of salt on the ground, and that can be corrosive. Vehicle prep. Check your battery, check fluids, coolant, wiper, fluid, oil, etc. Check tire pressure, carry jumper cables, and pack a blanket. All really good advice from Mono County. It will be a few days of single digits, even close to negative digits. So it's going to be cold. It's way too cold for the likes of me. What else do we got here? Unfortunately, we do have an obituary. It's the thing I hate to do the most here. Brenda Yvonne James was born in 1961, passed away this August. And Brenda was born in Long Beach, California, August 12th in 1961 to David L. Marshall and Marlene Reprogel, and passed away January 2nd. Oh, I see. I got that backwards. I apologize. She passed away January 2nd at the Bishop Care Center, Bishop, California. She lived in Lone Pine for the past 10 years and was laid to rest there. Brenda was a passionate person with a big heart who left a lifelong impact on many people. Brenda had an incredible talent sketching images and in recent years enjoyed exchanging drawings with her grandson. Brenda is survived by her daughters, Krista, son-in-law Dante, Zavada, and Lacey James, Devin Holdman, her only grandson, Orion, her sisters, Mary Marshall, Renee Marshall, and Tracy, brother-in-law, Rick Johnson, her mother, Marlene Cierniak, and her many nieces and nephews. Brenda was preceded in death by her father, David O. Marshall, and brother, Jack A. Marshall. There will be no services at this time. So the Bishop Bronco girls gave a trouncing to Kern Valley, a trouncing, I say. On Tuesday, January 17th, the Bishop Union High School Lady Broncos hosted the Kern Valley Bronx. The temperature was chilly 33 degrees at the game time. The Lady Broncos scored their first goal 5 minutes into the game and ended the first half with a score of 7-0. Second half, the Lady Broncos scored an additional 3 goals, limiting Kern Valley Bronx. Finally, the final score is 10-0. The Bronco defense limited Kern Valley to only one shot on goal for the whole game. Juliana Jackson and Ellie Krall each scored 3 goals. Brooklyn Bratton scored 2 goals, and Elizabeth Ellsworth and Jessica Santana each scored 1 goal. Ellie Krall led to charge with 2 assists, while Alyssa Buchholz and Brooklyn Bratton and Elizabeth Ellsworth each had an assist. Coach Bill Daly reports the Lady Broncos are coming together and playing as a team. Their record in league is 6-0. The Lady Broncos have scored a total of 45 goals and have only allowed 1 goal scored against them in league play. Not even halfway through the season, and every player on the team has scored. That's great. Coach Bill Daly stated he could not be more proud of how the team has developed. The Lady Broncos want to thank the Kern Valley Bronx for their excellent sportsmanship and friendly play. This Thursday, January 19th, the Bishop Lady Broncos will travel to play the Fraser Mountain Falcons. And again, on Saturday, January 21st, we'll travel to Cal City Ravens. Good job, girls. So there's a wine tasting and raffle prize fundraiser for the BUHS volleyball team. It's Friday, February 10th, and 6 to 8 at the Elks Lodge, which is 151 East Line Street. It's $30 a ticket, and you can purchase it from BUHS volleyball players or call or text 760-937-3741 for ticket delivery. That sounds like good. Good time. Hopefully the kids aren't getting wine. I'm just kidding. Of course they're not. Yeah, get up there and support those lady volleyball players. With everybody's favorite sport, wine. So there was another sports update for the Broncos here. The Bishop Bronco JV basketball team kept their undefeated league season rolling along last night in a low-scoring, hard-fought battle against a scrappy Kern Valley team. As Broncos have come accustomed to doing, they started off strong, taking a 12-point lead into the half. However, the long bus ride caught up to the kids in the second half as shots weren't falling and Kern Valley took a lead with 3 minutes left in the game. Bishop withheld the run and came out on top with a final score of 39-35. It was a good win for us. We had to do it on the defensive end as our shots weren't going down. We forced over 20 turnovers, turning a lot of those into layups. Overall, it was another even scoring performance. Emery Dondero led with 12, followed by Richie Talavera with 8, Will Kemp with 7, and Weston Dondero, Elijah Reynolds, and Trace Seitz adding 4 each. Everyone played huge on the defensive end, and it was a gutsy performance by the whole team pulling out the win. That comes from Coach Matt Kemp. Good job, guys. Looks like Eastern Sierra Pride has an event in January. If you're participating in the Queer Readers January Book Club discussion, we hope you're enjoying the book and can't wait to talk about it on the 23rd. Our Mammoth Community Meetup is moving to the Warming Hut this month, and we hope to see you there on the 30th. And of course, there's a community meetup every Sunday at Bishop's Indie Coffee Roasting Company. We're starting to build out events further into 2023, and we will share more information with you very soon. The Eastern Sierra Pride Queer Readers, you can join them as they discuss ACE is the name of the book, ACE, ACE, Monday, January 23rd, 6 to 7, at the Mammoth Lakes Public Library. Please consider purchasing your copy through Spellbinder Books in Bishop, the Bookie Joint in Mammoth, or check out a physical or digital copy through Inyo County Free Library or Mono County Free Library. If the bookstore is out of copies, ask them to order you one. If this isn't in the library collection, ask them to order one through Zip Books. And last but not least, what do we have here? Mono County Board of Supervisors adopt resolution ratifying proclamation of local emergency. On Tuesday, the Mono County Board of Supervisors ratified a proclamation of local emergency issued on January 10th by Chris Mokrasik, Mono County Director of Emergency Services. Director Mokrasik, I hope I'm saying that right, I apologize if I'm not, issued the proclamation as a result of the severe winter storms that commenced on January 9th, which prevented emergency access, closed roads, stranded travelers, and exceeded the ability of Mono County road and safety crews to respond. The safety of our residents and visitors is our top priority, and the recent storm series resulted in conditions of disaster and extreme peril to persons and property, said Rhonda Dugan, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. This proclamation allows for us to access additional resources to address and mitigate the issues that arise as a result of the storm incident.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Connect, orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon.
And I'm Chelsea Brown, physician assistant and foot and ankle specialist at Mammoth Hospital.
When most people think orthopedics, they think of surgical treatments. While many orthopedic conditions, such as fractures, sprains, or arthritis, may require surgery, our aim is to provide a comprehensive spectrum of care beginning with non-surgical options as well.
When it comes to the foot and ankle, our team at Mammoth Hospital specializes in all aspects of care, from podiatry and orthotics to corrective surgery. We treat bunions, hammer toes, ankle sprains, Achilles issues, heel pain, and general arthritic conditions of the foot and ankle, in addition to expert care for toenail problems, corns, calluses, and bone spurs. Please don't let foot discomfort slow you down this season. Call us at 760-924-4084 to schedule an appointment or visit www.mammothortho.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Let me tell you a story about how a new shop in Bishop saved Christmas. So, I'm notoriously hard to shop for. It's just a fact, I don't know why it is. So, my girlfriend's looking for something Jeep related because, well, she knows I love my Jeep. She comes across this jewel of a shop in the Rite Aid Shopping Center called Elevated Gifts and Decor. She decides to go in and check it out, and this thing is a veritable apothecary. It has the most amazing stuff. The style is flawless. It's just a wonderful little place. There's jewelry. There's all different sorts of trinkets and gifts. There's Bishop apparel, Bishop posters, hats, coasters, stickers, anything you can think of. Just an incredible shop. And she found a shirt and a hat that said Jeep on it, thus saving Christmas. So for bold gifts paired with hidden treasures, don't be afraid to venture off the main path and venture off of Main Street. Head out to the Rite Aid Shopping Center and into Elevated Gifts and Decor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power company with access to the world's best technology, specializing in meeting the unique solar power needs of the Eastern Sierra since 2008. At High Point Solar, our decades of experience allows us to operate with a high level of efficiency so we can pass the savings on to you. We are proud to have installed over 1.3 megawatts of solar power. That's hundreds of homes and businesses in your neighborhood and community benefiting from low to no energy cost and a reduced carbon footprint. Unfortunate changes are taking place regarding solar power buybacks in California. Luckily, there is still time to go solar and take advantage of existing programs before the sun sets on net energy metering as we know it this April. The time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar power and High Point Solar. Call or click today, 760-937-5849, or visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
And last but not least, what do we have here? Monroe County Board of Supervisors adopt resolution ratifying proclamation of local emergency. On Tuesday, the Monroe County Board of Supervisors ratified a proclamation of local emergency issued on January 10th by Chris Mokrasik, Monroe County Director of Emergency Services. Director Mokrasik, I hope I'm saying that right, I apologize if I'm not, issued the proclamation as a result of the severe winter storms that commenced on January 9th, which prevented emergency access, closed roads, stranded travelers, and exceeded the ability of Mono County Road and Safety crews to respond. The safety of our residents and visitors is our top priority, and the recent storm series resulted in conditions of disaster and extreme peril to persons and property, said Rhonda Dugan, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. This proclamation allows for us to access additional resources to address and mitigate the issues that arise as a result of the storm incident. Mono County Code empowers the Mono County Director of Emergency Services to proclaim the existence of a local emergency when there exist conditions of disaster or of extreme peril to the safety of persons and property, which are or are likely to be beyond the control of the services, personnel, equipment, and facilities of the county. Proclamations issued by the Director of Emergency Services expire in 7 days, unless confirmed and ratified by the Board of Supervisors, which it was. So that's good. Get some extra help out there and let's see what happens. Hey, you know one thing we haven't talked about in a while, but we should? Patreon. You know what that is? Patreon is an awesome thing for people, in particular me, but anybody can use Patreon. It's a great account. That is what you do if you would like to help support local news, local radio, local everything that we do here at Eastern Sierra Now, but you don't necessarily have a business, so you can't really advertise. You know, nobody wants to advertise themselves. I would probably do that, but my ego is already big enough. Patreon is great because you can go on and choose a tier that's of the level that you would want to be a part of. So let's say you can only afford $20 a month. That's great. You just sign up for that, and then you get different prizes through that tier. It might be a baseball hat, might be a sticker, might be, you know, whatever. Just go check it out. It could be anything from $5 a month, $1 a month, $200 a month, whatever it is you think it's worth to help us continue pursuing local news at the top quality level that we provide here at Eastern Sierra Now. So if you're interested, please go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and sign up there. We have many fantastic patrons, and I thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. Other house news to go over here, please go and sign up for our email. It's a wonderful way to get your news. It goes very quickly. You just go to the main page, EasternSierraNow.com. Over on the right, it says email address, clear as day. Hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. And when you do that, everything we post, you're going to get an email about. So it makes it simple. You don't have to search out your news each day. As things happen, you just get a ding on your phone. You go, oh, wow, Mammoth just ratified a proclamation of local emergency, which is something you might want to know if you live in Mammoth. Makes it really simple. So head over to EasternSierraNow.com and give that a try. The funner way to get your news is through our mobile app. All you got to do is go to your app store, whether it's Android, whether it's iPhone, and download Eastern Sierra Now. From there, you have access to our mobile app, which is everything we offer right there and there. One thing that most people don't know about us that's great is we have a local events calendar. This is something everybody's been looking for since, I was in high school. You never know where things are happening unless you go to every single specific page. What's going on at C5? What's going on at Whiskey Creek? What's going on at Mammoth Brewery? What's going on? You never know these things. Well, we do. So we've created a local events calendar on our mobile app. It's also on the website, but the mobile app's the easiest way to do it. Once you click on that, all you got to do is look and say, okay, what's going on tonight? there you go. You got 10 different things happening tonight. You can choose what it is you want to go to. A lot of times, if there's ticketing and stuff involved, it's right there in the app. And this just grows every single day and gets better and more innovative. It's definitely something you want to be a part of, so check it out. And the last thing I'd like to go over to remind everyone, if you're not currently listening to it on the radio, which you should be, we have a radio station. That's right, Eastern Sierra Now Radio. All you got to do is go to the App Store, download the app Live 365. While you're in that app, search for Eastern Sierra Now. Then you just favorite that station and you're done. Every time you click Live 365, you have Eastern Sierra Now playing. You play it in your car, you can play it on your headphones. The cool thing about what we're doing is it's a web-based app, so you don't have to tune into seven different FM stations in order to get from Bishop to Mammoth to hear your station. You just type, get your mobile app and hit play. It's the same thing as Spotify. What's cool about the idea of what we're doing here, and I'm really super excited, is our radio app, which is being worked on right now. As soon as it's out, I will let you know. Then you don't have to do the Live 365 anymore. It's just an Eastern Sierra Now radio app. It's a radio player on your phone. When you click that, it gives you the option to choose the genre that you want. So if you, today you want to listen to classical music, you can, and you'll still get your local news, your local weather, local commercials, local updates, local talk shows, local anything that's happening. But then tomorrow you want to listen to ska, well, you can. And then the next day, punk rock, well, there you go. It just keeps going and going from there. Anything you want, you can listen to. So we've kind of taken things like Spotify and Apple Music and Pandora and combined them with local radio. So you get the best of both worlds. You're not stuck listening to just whatever the local radio station wants you to hear. You can do whatever you want. Best part, you don't have to wait for your news and your weather. There will be an app, a button in that app where you can just say, what's the news for today? Click it. Boom, there you go. What's the weather for today? There it is. What's the ski lift report for today? There it is. Super simple. So we've only been open a couple of weeks at this point. You guys need to check it out and be some of the first to actually get on board with this. It's really good. We've done a very good job. The one station currently playing is a mixtape. But we're working very hard on the other genres. So in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have multiple stations to be able to listen to, just different genres, whatever you want. It's super fun. It's really cool. It's really innovative for the area, and you can check it out. I lied. There's one more thing I would like to speak about before I get off for the day. We have a new show coming out. It is called Business Matters with Amy Smith. Yes, that Amy Smith. You remember her from her political talk show, Just a Minute with Amy Smith, as well as everything else that she does because she is a fantastic person and you all know her from a million different things. Amy, who is one of the best interviewers around by far, is doing a show based on local businesses. So in Mammoth, you're going to meet up with different local businesses, let's say Mammoth Business Essentials, who won the Mammoth Chamber Best Business of the Year this year. So it will be Amy sitting down with Sam discussing what goes on at Business Essentials. How does it work? How did they start? How did Sam and Neil buy the place? How do they go about their day? What are they looking to do in the future? How would they like to expand? How would they like to help Mammoth? What do they like to do in Mammoth? Do they like to go skiing? Do they like to walk the dog? It's whatever they want to talk about for their business, and you get all the behind the scenes, see how the gears work, how the thing works. It's really, really interesting show idea, and Amy's been working really hard on getting this together. So we already have a couple done and ready to go. They will start being released shortly on YouTube, as well as our podcast platform, which will be on the radio station, as well as any of our podcasting places, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the different places. So you're going to definitely want to check this out. Also, if you're a business owner and you want to be a part of this, please let us know. You can write at asmith@easternsierranow.com. Just write in and say, hey, I have a business locally in the Eastern Sierra, and I would love to get a chance to be on this show and speak about my business. And you can do that. Or if you want to advertise, we are selling advertising for that because that's even better. You're going to get your business on there every time, not just one time. So you can again write at asmith@easternsierranow.com to learn more about that. Thank you very much for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow.